From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Emmerson Mnangagwa, who was fired November 5th from his position as Zimbabwe's vice president, will be sworn in as president today, ending 37 years of rule by Robert Mugabe, who resigned this week. Speaking to supporters, Mnangagwa said Zimbabwe needs help to get back on its feet.
We need the cooperation of the continent of Africa. We need the cooperation of our friends outside the continent. That we shall achieve. I am already receiving messages of cooperation and support for us to grow our economy.
Mugabe had been negotiating terms of his retirement with Zimbabwean generals and political leaders who forced him to step down Tuesday after 37 years in power. Myanmar and Bangladesh have signed an agreement for the return of hundreds of thousands of Rohingya who fled to Bangladesh to escape violence in Myanmar's Rakhine State. Charulata Hogg of London's Chatham House tells VOA it is not certain what kind of conditions Rohingyas will be returning to.
Let's not forget that the Rohingyas left Myanmar because they were fleeing persecution. Now, the Myanmar government is saying, there is going to be no more persecution. How are they going to settle back into Myanmar? What are the conditions of their resettlement? And where exactly are they going to stay?
This development follows a comment from U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, in which he said violence in Rakhine State targeting the Muslim Rohingya qualifies as ethnic cleansing. He went on to say those responsible for the atrocities will be held accountable. This is VOA News. The search ended today for three U.S. sailors missing in the Philippine Sea since an American Navy aircraft crashed this week. The transport aircraft was traveling to the USS Ronald Reagan when it crashed. Eight people were rescued quickly and are in good condition, but Japanese and U.S. ships and aircraft had continued searching for the others. Argentina's Navy reporting an apparent explosion occurred near the time and place of one of their submarines when it went missing. This is a development that prompted some relatives of the 44 crew members to say they had lost all hope of a rescue. A Navy spokesman said the search will continue until they are certain about the fate of the submarine and its crew. A suicide blast at eastern Afghanistan has killed at least eight, wounding 16 others. Islamic State, through the propaganda media wing Armak, took credit for the bombing, saying it killed and wounded more than 50 people. Turkey's Foreign Affairs Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu is warning Europe against trying to boss both his own country and Russia.
Now, Turkey's economy is growing steadily. And this year it will grow between 6 and 7%, which is a dream, not even a dream for many other countries. And they have to understand that they should treat Turkey as equal partner. And Europe should understand that they cannot get any result from the countries like Turkey or Russia or others through the boss's styles. Nobody is boss of anybody else. Dignity is there. We respect the dignity of European countries. They have to respect the dignity of our people as well.
Cavusoglu also stressed the important role Turkey plays on the international stage and warned against using sanctions or threats against Russia. The fourth Thursday of each November is known as Thanksgiving Day in the United States. Families get together, eat hearty meals, offer thanks for their blessings. President Trump took advantage of the holiday to reach out to U.S. troops around the world to thank them for their sacrifices.
Hello, everybody, and happy Thanksgiving. You're very, very special people to me and to everybody in this country, that I can tell you. And I've got five deployed units bravely representing each branch of our armed forces.
Mr. Trump and First Lady Melania Trump also visited a Coast Guard station in the U.S. state of Florida. They delivered a Thanksgiving Day meal and then celebrated the holiday at their private resort in Florida. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.